The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago. Look under Wildo and Sylvie, Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? Carmen is back.
I'm back.
Yurko is on the golf course.
Yeah, he's, I think, 2 o'clock today, tee time number one. I think he's playing like 6 rounds of golf between
the
now and Sunday.
The anteater's going to get a workout.
Is he swinging the anteater with the club?
Yeah, he does. He does a little bit of both.
Listen, I don't think you go to Pinehurst without thoughts of playing 36, if you know what I'm saying.
What are you saying?
You play 18 on the course, and the anteater gets involved.
I think he's going to be doing a little night putting.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
So wait, okay, give me the lay of the land. What? So he's Pinehurst is where
North Carolina.
So give me, because I'm not a golfer here. What goes on these golf trips?
I've never been to Pinehurst. I think it's kind of secluded, so they'd probably have to go off campus pretty significantly to.
I don't know if he engages in that kind of shenanigans on this. I really don't. I think this is kind of like if you see the spreadsheet that the guy puts together, the guy that runs this trip,
it's like a Ryder Cup.
Brothers.
Isn't it?
Like, dude, it's no joke. I mean, like...
What do you mean he puts together a spreadsheet?
They get a spreadsheet that is so detailed and broken down with all the day's events, the cost, the clothes they have to wear. Yeah. Because Tommy's right. Like, one day is a Ryder Cup event, and the teams have to wear matching uniforms. And so...
Oh, wow.
Listen, dude, once you get north of 50, your energy level for after golf... probably, you know, diminishes to the point where it's a couple of drinks and you go to bed early because you got to be up at 6 the next day for more riding stuff.
I love playing golf, but my speed is more probably like Waddle's. Like, I'll fucking go play some golf and we'll drink a little, even if we did a golf trip.
Coordinating uniforms.
Dude, it is nuts.
So are they playing like countries?
What are their teams? I think they have team names.
Probably northern Indiana counties is what they're doing.
Yeah, that could be.
Yeah.
Like Chesterton or cities in North, whatever city you're close to. Right. Team Schererville versus Team Crown Point or something like that. I don't know. And so you should have him show you the spreadsheet because you know Yurko. He'll love to fucking break
he'll
it.
He'll talk to me about it for a half hour.
Exactly. I mean, the detail that goes into
what is their team
it
outfit?
Itemizes everything.
What was their team outfit? Overalls?
Well, it was those stupid green fucking, the thing that didn't fit him. Remember that ugly green pullover? And, you know, like, it's
how many
intense.
Days is he playing? Wednesday, today?
So they're playing today, tomorrow. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and I think maybe even around on Sunday.
Wow, that's a lot of golf. I couldn't do it. Physically, physically, my body wouldn't hold
it. No chance. He's playing like seven rounds of golf.
I'm playing tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and flying back on Sunday, and I expect to be in traction.
Yeah, even that you're going to be feeling. Yeah.
You the member guest? Is this the member guest?
No. This is just my brother and I and my dad playing golf, drinking some beer, probably smoking a pack of heaters.
I was going to say, what's the over-under on cigarettes?
I don't smoke unless I'm on the golf course these days.
It's amazing. At the fucking golf outing last year, we're at Seven Bridges. All of a sudden, Waddle's got a sitting in the golf cart. He's got a heater in his mouth. I'm like, this fucking guy. He's only on the golf course.
Only on the golf course. It's discipline, Carm.
Yeah,
it's discipline.
Does your dad smoke too?
No, my dad doesn't smoke or drink. My dad's allergic to alcohol.
That's right. I knew he was allergic to alcohol.
Physically allergic. He's 78. So he shot 81 yesterday. I talked to him on the phone.
Damn. Yeah.
I know they play the course from 6,000 yards.
So what? He's 70 fucking 8.
78.
That's why Waddle drinks for two.
Dude.
He's like, exactly.
One for you, Dad.
Yeah.
I love you, Dad.
I love you, Dad.
one for you, one for me.
And you and your brother just smoking Marlboro Reds and drinking?
No, not Reds.
Oh, you might be.
My brother stopped smoking Reds 10 years ago. These are ultralights.
Ultralights.
Silver pack.
Virginia Slims.
No, maybe a gold pack, you know, just
Benson
your normal.
Benson Hedges?
No.
Just a gold pack?
Just a gold pack.
But it's got to be Marlboro?
He doesn't smoke anything other. Like, he'll go in and buy. He'll come in with a carton.
No Camels?
He'll come in, he'll pick me up from the airport, at Knoxville. We'll drive to this little gas station about a half a mile from my mom and dad's house. He'll pull in. He'll buy fucking live night crawlers.
I love
and
it.
A carton of cigarettes.
God bless
and
him.
Maybe a few a few bobbers if he's down on some of his fishing gear.
So, and then pulls in? Like, what time? He goes in the morning?
We'll be on the golf course
and he'll
at
just
one.
Throw a pole in?
We'll be at the golf course at 1. We'll play until 5 or 6, and we'll fish till midnight.
Really?
Even this sounds if
like, yeah, I could
too
do
cold.
It. I could do that. That's a
yeah.
good trip. Whole big fucking
we're
bucket
just
of night crawlers.
We're sitting on the edge of a dock, fishing, smoking, drinking, and listening.
Golf
to
clubs and fishing poles.
Yes.
Pulling bass out of the lake.
No doubt.
That's my kind of living.
Heaters,
right there.
Lots of sticks, right?
Lots of sticks.
Do you call yeah. The cigarette sticks?
No, I never
heaters.
Heard that.
But
heater.
Yeah, call me heater. Hit me with a heater.
Yeah, I just call me.
Don't people ever say like, "Pass me a stick"?
I've never heard.
Never.
That.
No.
Yeah, cancer stick or
cancer stick.
Lung dart.
Long dart.
Lung dart's a good one. A
couple of darts.
Yeah, heater.
That's going to be a good trip, but that's more my speed.
I'll be in the fetal position Sunday fucking afternoon at about 5 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. You
who is going to have less energy on Monday, Yurko or Waddle?
I might say Yurk. I mean, this is going to be a long week.
And I guess they play more than one round.
Like a couple of days. Today they're only playing one because they flew this morning. So we're taping this on Wednesday. He said,
I bet they're 36 tomorrow.
Oh, I guarantee it. Yeah. So today they're playing Southern Pines at 2:30. I guarantee you tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday is 36-36.
That
guarantee.
Is a brutal schedule for the body.
Brutal?
Yeah.
And this, so I don't know how much like carousing they do at night. I don't know if
well,
they're going
off. I don't even
off.
Know. Like, I don't know much about Pinehurst.
I've never been. Like, what goes on? Do they golf and then that's it? And then they go back and have a dinner?
I think they play
a
cards.
Gentleman's dinner?
I think they have dinner. Yeah. They play cards.
And then they go to bed.
They drink cigars. They smoke cigars.
I bet the good kid will probably try to drink a cigar.
I think that's what this weekend is. I don't know that there's a lot of, the extracurricular stuff. It's just drinking. Smoking, eating,
gambling.
Golf, and gambling. And they'll definitely play cards.
I haven't smoked a cigar in a bit, and nothing brings out a good cigar and a drink like watching the NCAA tournament.
Yeah?
Like, get me to where we were watching the NFL draft. Clayton. Like, if you can get me a nice, comfortable couch at a cigar lounge with a nice TV and a nice drink while smoking
good.
A cigar with lots of games going on at the same time. That sounds to me like a good day drinking with a cigar.
Like, if you're going to
We were at Circa. What was that for?
You guys were there for the draft.
Bears
for Bears Raiders.
Bears Raiders. Okay. Yeah.
Bears Raiders.
Because I think weren't you in the pool fucking with a cigar for that one?
My ass. Yes, I was. I was actually
was
fucking a cigar. Yeah. Yes. You said fucking. No. You said fucking with a cigar.
Weren't you in a pool with a fucking cigar?
Wait, you let you have cigars by the pool? Really?
I don't think I was fucking with a cigar at the pool.
I don't think so. I don't think they allow that.
Really?
To be honest, there's like a designated smoking area by the pool.
Was legal in Vegas.
Not that though.
Listen. That cigar and the cigar ashes was significantly cleaner than a lot of the other
maybe
shit.
Maybe at the cabana? Is that what you're thinking
maybe
at the cabana while we were watching the White Sox game, perhaps?
Probably.
That could be. Oh, because it would have been a White Sox playoff game, maybe.
Yeah, we were watching Giolito. Yeah, Giolito against the Astros.
Yeah, that's right. That sounds about right. Because that would have been 2021, right? October 2021. It would have been Giolito against the Astros.
Yes,
you're right.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see. How many games again did they win in 2021 in the postseason? Oh,
they
that's
won
right.
One game each.
Two. Thanks.
New year, man.
Yeah.
New year.
Speaking of the tournament, did you hear about the controversy?
No, which one?
At the station?
I don't know. I don't think so. When did this start?
You talk about getting busted, and you talk about getting busted 15 years late.
Uh-oh.
You know where I'm going, don't you?
I don't think so.
Yeah, you do. You'll know once.
15 years late, so 2008?
Probably, yeah. So like when Waddle and I were first put together, and when this, and you could give context on this. On this pod and Crosstalk Unhinged, we have crossed the line many times, even for an uncensored podcast. Like 3 weeks ago when Carmen was talking about fucking feet and getting off.
Foot job?
Yeah, with a foot job. I thought that
still
was
weird.
It. Like, and like our boss was like, my favorite show right here.
It was mine too, by the
Don't
way.
Don't tell anyone.
I was laughing my ass off walking the dog.
Shane Norling in today with us.
He's a filthy fucker, too.
Did you know, have you ever had a foot job?
No, I have not had a foot job.
Can you make it sound like gross. How is that gross?
I'm with you,
it's gross.
Why
how is
gross?
That not gross?
Oh, Carm, I tried to describe to you. It would be gross if, in fact, the person giving you the foot job had corns or calluses from running or playing tennis.
If the
some people have dry feet, it's got to be a not dry foot. Okay, there's got to be a lot that goes into it.
Well, then there you go.
Got to moisturize well beforehand.
Listen, most women are moisturizing their feet. In my experience, like, most women take care of their skin and their feet.
Hand jobs aren't even that good. What
I
are you going
like
to
a
foot job?
I don't
want to be good.
I'm not looking for any hand jobs.
There's much more you can do with a hand than you could do with a foot.
I'll give myself a hand job. I don't need, I'm not 17. I don't need a hand
job. That's what I'm saying. But then why would a foot job be any good?
Because it's a little adventurous. It's a little different.
I just want that cut up for a sounder.
For a drop.
Hand job. I don't want a hand job.
What are we, 15? I mean, really? Come on.
It's only for the youth. America?
Please.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, you know,
what's next? Carmen's gonna ask for an ear job.
I've advanced beyond
that. Can you
that.
Lend me mind your
I,
ear?
Mind if I stick in your ear?
I
mean, that'd be better.
Ear?
That'd be better than the fucking hand job.
Do you mind if I fuck your ear?
We've advanced beyond that. Let's face it. All right. So
where
what
were we going?
So what happened?
All right. So like all these things, and yet our boss is still like, this is a great pod. You crossed the line. Still my favorite show. Good thing that HR doesn't know about this.
I love it.
But yet we do this bit with the tournament, and it's called 68 Teams, One Cup.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So we have 68 teams. We have them paper. Yeah. We don't like the randomizer. I think randomizers suck. I like the good old-fashioned all the teams on pieces of paper.
A little old-fashioned, but okay.
Old-fashioned. We're
producer
old fashioned.
Doesn't like the old-fashioned because he's got to cut up all
I've
the
got
teams.
A paper cup here, and we put all the names of the tournament in the cup.
Yeah.
And we pull a name. A caller calls in. They want a team blindly.
Pull a name, yes.
And that's if your team wins, you win the prize.
Yes.
So
been going on
someone
forever.
So someone from marketing came down to the office a couple weeks ago and said, hey, we're having a talk down the hall. Is the reason why you guys call this contest 68 Teams, One Cup, a spinoff on Two Girls, One Cup?
And you said?
Absolutely.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is from, and anyone who knows, that probably came out in 07 or 08.
I'm guessing it's about.
Arguably the filthiest thing ever
Yeah,
created.
It's filthy.
Horrible.
You can Google it if you don't know. I would assume most people know.
I think most people know, yeah.
Do you care to describe it?
Well, I don't think you should.
I feel like that is crossing the line. I feel like also nobody wants to hear it. It's just nasty.
There were two girls doing nasty things with one cup.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the best way to put it. This is from 15 fucking years ago.
Yeah.
For 15 years, we have called this tournament, this thing, 68 Teams, One Cup. Because we put 68 teams and their names into a cup and we draw. All right? No one remembers the reference. It's cute because the two people who may remember get it and they could laugh. But really, we're not taking a shit and putting anything in the cup ourselves.
No.
It's not like Waddle and I are dancing around shitting in the cup.
Maybe at home, but not here at the office.
But but this is the thing that we were told that we've got a ban.
Wow.
We had to change the name of the contest.
No kidding.
From 68 teams, one cup, to 64 teams. They didn't even let us keep 68 teams. It's called now 64 teams, one winner.
Is that what it's called?
It's a terrible name, by the way. No offense to you. It's a great contest, but a fucking awful name.
Awful. I mean, I'm surprised that that was the thing that was...
Well, the only thing I will say is there's a difference between presenting it here on Unhinged versus...
Yeah, but you guys stop.
Making a sexual joke.
No, the innuendo is so far removed and gone. Like you've
nobody
been doing
think
it.
Nobody even thinks about it when they hear it. They don't connect the dots.
Not
they're
anymore.
Like, I want Gonzaga. That's what they're thinking.
Yeah.
They're thinking, give me Duke. They're the hottest team in the country.
No, hey, I want to see a poo sandwich.
No, yeah, I agree. I mean, it's like that. If anything, it was more risque when you guys first started doing it because the
It's not
it
on anyone's
so
radar.
It was so obvious back then.
It's not on anyone's radar.
And it was funny. We're like, oh, and I'm like, I can't believe they're doing that, and I hope they don't get in trouble, and that's funny. But now, all these years later, that is not on anybody's radar.
No, exactly. Right. Don't give me Alabama. I don't like the controversy going on with Alabama. No one is thinking about the controversy of two girls, one cup.
No.
When they call in for a team.
No. Yeah. Well, that's a shit.
But getting a foot job is fucking great.
Well, that's, come on, that's good old
but
68 fashioned
teams,
American
teams, one cup. No, no bueno.
Not good. It's not good.
Well, listen, it is a little grosser than a foot job. I mean, give me a break. You can't compare
it's
the
fair.
Two. I mean,
foot job's tame in comparison.
Well, of course. I mean, one is a filthy act. Foot job is sensual.
I remember watching that video for the first time and being completely confused.
You watched it?
A marathon runner doing the
I never even watched it.
No,
I had it explained
awful.
To me.
It's
Shay,
awful.
We've all had a friend, and my friend was through Carmen. I met this guy through Carmen. We've all had that one friend who sends you too much porn back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
The emails, the constant emails of shit coming in on your emails. That this guy McCluskey used
literally.
To send.
Literally.
Yeah. Yes.
What is going on back in the day, just emailing porn to each other?
Oh, please. Back.
Not
back,
to each other. Oh. One guy sending it to everybody.
Yeah.
And it was a one-way email stream.
Still be just out.
And it was fine. I'm finally like opting out. Like, stop sending me.
McCluskey definitely was the guy who sent a lot of the dirty, filthy stuff. And like, two girls, one cup is right up his alley. I mean, it was, you know.
Who likes that?
It's awful. No, I don't even think he likes it. He likes the shock value. He likes being the one that sends it out.
That's
to
funny.
Everybody.
He's laughing at the idea.
For the reaction.
He loves
that
shit. Yeah.
I think I watched maybe the first 15 seconds and then I got the picture.
Awful.
I'm like, you know what? I'm out.
It's awful.
I don't need to deal with this. This is nasty.
To never go back to either. Ever. You were like, oh, it's filthy. It's just, and that was it. And you moved on with your life. And it was funny when Waddle and Sylvie started it because it was sort of, it still was kind of top of mind. It was relevant. It was nasty, but that's why the tie-in was funny and maybe crossed the line a little bit back then, but that nobody said anything about it for 15 years. And to bring it up now, when I promise you,
nobody
most people are probably
it.
Like, what? What are they talking about? No, like, it's
they're like, I want a team. Give me a team.
Well, at least you guys are still doing the content.
How many people in Chicago are going to go look
Marquette!
This up?
Yes!
Because of this Unhinged episode, all of Chicago's looking up Two Girls, One Cup.
Well, I would think
we've
the people that, the younger people
don't
that might not know, don't do it at work.
No.
We'll say that.
No.
Can you even find it anymore? Is it still out there?
Oh, I bet you can.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you can. You could find everything, you know. You could still find, think about it. I mean, you know, if you wanted to find Pamela and Tommy Lee right now, you could. Let's face it. That's 25 years ago, for crying out loud. You could probably find it in 2 seconds.
But less gross.
Well, that's much less gross.
Two Girls, One Cup was like the final frontier.
Yeah, it's one of the most awful. Yeah. Yeah. One of the most awful, like, off-putting things you're going to see.
You don't do it. Shay, don't, you haven't seen, don't do it.
No.
It's not worth it.
Yeah. Let me tell you guys.
I had that story.
Let me tell you guys how something that was discussed about a month ago.
Oh, yeah. You had a story, too. Is this the story that you're telling us about?
Because it was something that was discussed on an Unhinged about a month ago.
By the way, how many people are listening to this nonsense?
A lot.
Really?
I think people keep telling me they love it.
They tweet about it.
Some closet crazies out there, huh? That just,
well,
they like the filth.
We're all a little crazy. Yeah. So I'm in New Orleans last weekend. We're in a group of 8 people. We're walking. This is this would have been Friday afternoon, probably around noon, actually, right around.
How
noon.
Big a buzz you got at this point?
No, not much, because it's noon. I mean, not yet. But
it
we're walking into Napoleon House, which is right in the French Quarter, which is one of the great old been there since 1795. Great place, Napoleon House. We're crossing the street, getting ready. We're crossing Royal, getting ready to walk into Napoleon House. Or I guess we're a block south of Royal at that point. And one of my buddies in the group looks down middle of the street. Wad of money, not in a wallet, cash.
Wow.
Probably like that. And he reaches down and he picks it up, and we immediately start looking around like, okay, somebody
on camera
coming to look for it. And we were like, he kind of like held it, look, and we all look. I'm like, damn, that looks like a lot of money. We're looking around, we're like, anybody lose this? Now, this is in the French Quarter on a Friday. I mean, there's people everywhere. And there doesn't appear to be...
Just money, no credit card.
No credit cards, nothing. Just
no
cash.
No identification.
No identification, just cash. Not a purse nearby, not a wallet that it fell out of, because we're looking around, nothing.
This is a trap.
And I immediately said to him, I said, wait, Waddle says they're probably laced with fentanyl.
Yes.
He turns, hands it to Big Len Metella. He goes, here. Len takes it. I'm like, you guys, it's, and they're like, what do you mean it's laced with fentanyl? I said, Waddle said that if you find money in the street, don't touch it. It's laced with fentanyl.
Well, it could be. I'm not saying it's just automatically. I'm just saying they'll tell you, because a lot of people, if you find a dollar, people use them, roll them up to snort coke and do all kinds of shit.
I'm freaking out. These guys are like, they start counting it, it's like $240 worth of 20s. It's about $240.
Oh, I thought it was more the way you were talking.
Yeah. No,
it's a lot of money. Talking about a lot of money. Well, I thought you were talking about several thousand dollars.
That's still $240.
$240's not nothing to sneeze at. The way you were telling me, I thought you were talking about a couple thousand.
It was $240 or $260. So nobody appears to be coming back looking for this.
Because I'm thinking, you got some money here.
And I'm like, I said, God, still, it's a lot of money. I said, you feel a little bad. One of the women in our party had the brilliant idea. She said, you know what we should do to give it back a little bit? You feel guilty about it, fine. We took the fentanyl money. And we started calling it fentanyl dollars.
Fentanyl money.
For the rest of the trip, right. It was referred to as how many fentanyl dollars are left.
Which is funny, but it can kill you.
Yeah, well.
So giving it to the musicians?
Boom. Sylvie good nailed idea. It. So every
put it in a tip jar.
Street musician, or if we went into Spotted Cat or Fritzl's or wherever we went,
nice.
$20 went in. And that's all. That, in 20s, though, start doing the math on it. Yeah. It's a handful of, it's 10, what is that?
It's 12 joints.
12 20s. There were maybe 14. It might have been 280, whatever it was. It was over $200 worth.
Many fentanyl dollars.
And we called them all weekend. We're like, hey, how many fentanyl dollars left? Oh, let's see. And the guy who was responsible was like, we got 7 left. There's
Jimmy's,
5 fentanyl
Jimmy's
dollars left.
Jimmy's dead in the hotel. I know. But, you know, I took the 220s out of his pocket.
We
so
called them
good.
Fentanyl dollars all weekend. We're like, oh, we hope we're not poisoning the musicians.
All right,
but,
so if it's
your
more,
fentanyl dollars.
Let's say it's 10 times that. Let's say it's 2,400.
Oh, boy.
Like,
really
like what do you do? Do you go to the nearest police station and do you just say, look, I found $2,400 on the street? If someone, because you don't want, if someone's monitoring you, the mob coming after. And I've got your honor in my brain.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy Baxter's coming after me.
Why? But if so, what are they coming after you? If they're trying to see if you would not be honorable and pick up found money in the street?
And you keep telling me, like, these. The cop, Yurko told me, the cops in New Orleans don't fuck around.
Yeah, they don't play. Well, so, they don't, listen, they're not looking for trouble, but they don't take the nonsense.
Well, they're used to dealing with nonsense, too, so they probably.
So what do you do then? Are you still picking up $2,400 and then spending it to musicians? What do you do if it's more? Do you turn in money if it's a bigger? A bigger,
if it's a bigger sum?
I think what you guys did was perfect. It ate
but somebody's
my money.
Right. What if it's
what
two
if it's
grand?
$2,500?
What if it's $2,500? At what level does the guilt get to you that you're like, man, somebody's going to come looking for this and maybe they'll go to the police station? So you go, I don't know. At the same time, $2,500.
It could be. That's a ton of money for a lot of people.
It's
a ton of money for everyone.
It's a ton
but
of money
I'm just
for
saying,
us.
But for some people, that could be.
I know. I felt
that
bad.
Could be,
I
that
did.
Could be. You know,
how
not
does someone
being able
lose
to get back
that?
Home?
Like when you take your wallet out, if they, it's on a money
it
clip,
because it was
it
all
like falls out on your, like
it, was
it rubs against your pants,
folded. And so, like Tommy said, we're talking 12 or 14 20s. I mean, perfectly folded, just sitting there like that, middle of the street.
You may have. They still. Somebody may have been filming you from a distance to see what you do. You may be.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, we gave it. We tried to do the right thing when it was all said and done. Because I think you guys did.
As long as you didn't put it in your pocket, you should probably feel good about what you did.
The fentanyl dollars went to the musicians, but I thought you guys would get a kick out of it.
I like it
that we called them fentanyl dollars all weekend. And I turned to him. I go, Waddle says it's laced with fentanyl. And they're like, what? I'm like, yes.
That's a little aggressive, but you know,
I'm like, put it down. We're all gonna OD.
Be careful what you touch these days. Was the message of the story, Carl? Especially
I immediately
money,
thought of Waddle.
Especially money. Google fentanyl on money, and I bet you you'll find some hideous stories.
We got a kick out of it all weekend. Out of Waddle warning us that we're dying of fentanyl overdoses, and we're just going to give it back.
Oh no, you it happens quickly.
Does it happen quick?
Yeah, that's
what we figured. We're like, well, we're not dead yet.
No,
it's probably
no,
safe.
No, it doesn't take time.
We're joking.
It gets you quick.
Really?
You
know?
Oh yeah.
So you still love New Orleans as much? Like you would go back in a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat. Anytime.
Favorite city in America outside Vegas, of Chicago?
That in Vegas. You say the word and I'm there. The Bears play the Saints this year when the schedule comes out. We'll see when that is. If you, I mean, I told Danny and Sylvia, I said, if you guys are thinking maybe that's the trip to take, I'm not. That's but not a trip kid, to bring our kids.
I want to bring the kids
to
a game,
all right, then we
too.
Need to pick a different game.
It's, I'm good with doing two. Like, we're the home of the Bears now.
You tell me.
Let's do shows on Fridays or, like, on the following Monday. I could do either.
You tell me when, and I'm in Vegas. It's just, while I'm in Vegas, too. You tell me when there's two cities I will not turn down. It's Las Vegas and New Orleans.
They're playing are they playing the Raiders this year or no?
No. This year, the good road trips are going to be KC, as long as it's not Germany. I don't think we're going to go to
Germany.
Do they
go to LA this year?
They go to the Chargers. Yeah. They go to the Saints, and there's one other I think that's decent, but those were the three best. Chargers, Chiefs,
They go to Tampa again, right? But it's just not
they
a
do
good,
go to Tampa.
It's again. Just not a good game.
Baker Mayfield right. game.
We were just there, I mean, to see. Yeah. We're not doing that one again. I love Tampa,
it's
too.
It's Kansas City and Sandy and L.A., right?
LA.
You said
that. Yeah. Or New Orleans. That's the other great trip. New Orleans is such a wonderful
When does
city.
The schedule come out? Is May. It after the draft?
Yeah, it's in May, mid-May.
Boy, they really milk this.
Don't they?
They're like, let's do the combine. Let's do some free agency right in the middle when the tournament selection Sunday comes out.
The NFL's king.
Let's then do the draft. Then let's do schedule release.
Right into
then
training
let's
camp.
Let's do some mini camps.
Yeah. They're amazing.
They're king. King and queen and royal court. They're all of it.
They got it down, folks.
They got you by the short hairs.
They got it down to a fucking T, down to a science. It really is something. But, yeah, if we want to do two trips and we want to consider New Orleans for one, you let me know, because seeing a game in that stadium would be fun, but it's just such a fun city.
It is great, but have they cleaned it up a little bit, or was it still kind of dirty from Mardi Gras?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, like, the one knock, if you were going to knock it, I could get it is kind of dirty.
It is.
You know, and
but
there's always...
you just have to accept it.
You just have to accept it. Yeah. There's always sort of... It seems like there's never not... a film of water or something on the street. Now, it's below sea level, and that could have something to do with it. It's humid a lot, even this time of year. It was 80 all weekend.
Oh,
80
wow.
degrees. All weekend, it was 80 degrees. You know, and you could feel the humidity even this time of year, and you're below sea level. So the streets are always a little wet, and then there's probably a lot of urine and God only knows what else. And
a lot of urine.
Vomit. And like it's dirty.
We're fucking feet. We're talking about two girls, one cup. Yeah. And instead of piss all over the street, there's urine.
Medical term.
I'm going to tell you. Carm's being medical.
That's not a lot different than here over St. Patrick's Day weekend, either.
Sure. But it's like that every weekend.
But
in
on
New
my
Orleans.
Way in, walking in, there was a pigeon just swimming in vomit right outside the Scotch Belly on Sunday.
You go from Mardi Gras.
The pigeon was
straight into St.
All over.
There's St. Patrick's Day parade. I mean, they've got the big floats out. Like they don't do anything half-assed. I mean, it's just a city that absolutely has partying. You want to talk about something down to a science? That town has having a good time down to a science.
Can you still buy drinks on the street?
You can go anywhere with drinks in the French Quarter.
But I mean, like they have, like they sell hurricanes and drinks on the street, or no? They don't
see
do
a
that
ton
anymore.
Of that. But you can freely go in and out of bars in the French Quarter.
Let me ask you
drinks.
This: why is public consumption illegal?
I don't know.
Well, there's got to be some public safety measure that somebody thought it would make it a little bit
safer. But if you could go into a bar, pound a bunch, and then go out and act the fool, why can't you just be outside having a drink?
I think as long as you have like a plastic cup, it's more acceptable than bringing a beer bottle.
Well, that's like in New Orleans. If you're going to take it to go, they make you put it in a plastic cup.
But in Chicago, you can't have a drink outside.
No. Well, most cities you can't.
That's why I'm saying, why is public consumption? There's probably a real reason why.
I'm assuming.
But I'm a dumbass. So.
No, I think it's probably just the idea of alcohol out in the open.
Well,
and,
if you
know,
do
like,
it, you may be inclined to get in a car or something. I don't know.
Again,
I don't know what
like
do.
the rule is you can't drink and drive.
Right. It's who knows, Sylvia. It's one of those old rules that was probably on the book because it was taboo and it's just stayed there. But in New Orleans, they don't give a shit. I mean, it's just it's such a fun city. There's that's the best way I could describe it if you've never been. And yeah, it's a little dirty. Tommy's right. It is.
Listen, you guys were there for 72 hours. That's aggressive. 48 hours is my max.
It was perfect.
I got to go.
Yeah.
I asked Waddle this question because he saw the river get dyed for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
How much would it take for you to jump in the river? And not a safety issue. You've got an inner tube just in case. There's a there's a lifeguard there to help. You have to jump in because the Great Lake Jumper, our buddy Dan O'Connor, jumped in there.
Yeah.
He usually does the lake.
Right.
But you jump in, jump right out.
how much money would it take for you to jump in? Bathing suit, no shirt, so it's not like you can wear a wetsuit.
Boy, the film that'd be on your body.
Yes.
I'd probably do it. If you gave me $5,000, I think I'd do it.
That's the low level.
I think so.
I think I'd do it for a grand.
I don't think I would do it for a grand. I wouldn't.
I think $5,000's a good number.
$5,000, I would do it. You give me $5,000 cash, how could I turn that down?
You
jump
just
in
find,
and jump out.
Go get a shower.
Go get a tetanus shot.
Yeah, tetanus shot and
probably,
a shower.
Probably get 20, a shower.
For sure $2,500. I'm debating a grand.
I don't think I would do it for $25 either. I think I need
I'm
five.
A cheap day.
Yeah, I need. I got to be honest, Sylvie. I think I need $5,000 for that. I do.
Shay, what's yours?
It'd have to be like 5 or 10. I don't know, man. It's like gross. Now I'm reading about it. It says the most serious threat to human health in the Chicago River is fecal coliform. I'm not reading more, but that means shit.
It's one cut. Well, you've got more hair on your body. You've got the beard.
Yeah, I don't need to be jumping into shit.
Two girls, one river.
Yeah, two girls, one river. It's nasty. Good one, Tommy. That's pretty good. I mean, that's what that is. Shay's right. I mean, I'm not doing it for less than five.
Horrible. It's horrible.
And I might even still second guess it.
Silly said to us yesterday, he goes, what if you could jump in and your head doesn't go underwater?
How are you doing that?
Some people have the buoyness.
Oh, stop
that's
it.
That's what I said.
The buoyness.
If you jump in, you're going under.
I'm going to try and do that when I go to Arizona.
I don't think so.
And jump in and keep my head above.
I don't think so. I think you're going under.
Like a less aggressive jump.
Something that gets in your nose.
What
like,
do you mean a less
that.
Aggressive jump? You fall either way. You're falling into shit. That's the
fecal matter
the
in
story.
Your nose. Yeah, it's bad news, dude.
I'm gonna send it. I'm gonna try and do it.
Well,
be buoy with my big belly.
I don't think you'd do it for less. You wouldn't do it for $1,000. That's gross.
No,
maybe it'd have to.
Now that we've talked, now that we've talked, I think I'm jacking
fecal,
it to $10,000.
What fecal coliform? What did he call it? I mean,
fecal coliform. It's a bacteria that originates in the intestines of humans and other warm-blooded animals.
Yeah, no good.
I'm out. Yeah. No, I think it might.
That thing's filthy.
Waddle's right. I need $10,000.
Yeah. I didn't Google this.
Yeah, it's nasty.
I should have Googled
it. Literally jumping into
fucking
shit.
Nasty.
I should check in with Dan O'Connor to see if he's had any side effects.
I hope Dan's all right.
Don't let him know that he jumped into shit, though.
Oh, he knows.
Yeah, I'm sure he knows.
He's a smart guy.
He is.
His brother works for Miller Lite, Waddle, doesn't he?
Yes. Yeah.
We see him a lot at different
Coors,
events.
I think who he is.
Coors, Miller Coors. Yeah. Molson Coors.
Molson Coors now.
Yeah.
So, all right. What are we hard for?
Tell us about Blue Chew.
BlueChew.com, our great sponsor here on the Unhinged Pod. Get a month's supply free just by going to BlueChew.com and using the code Unhinged when you check out. You have to pay like $5 for shipping. That's it. They'll give you a month's supply free. Everybody that uses it swears by it. You hear Yurko all the time. Yurko is not saying that because he doesn't believe in it. Trust us when we tell you. He is a proud consumer of Blue Chew. As he always says, he will not go to war without it. So check it out for yourself.
Now he's got a hard on and fresh breath.
That's what I like to say. Yeah, because they've got the mint flavored Vardenafil chewables.
And what a great addition there.
Absolutely.
Look at me. I've got a hard cock and
fresh
minty breath.
What else could a woman want at the end of the day, really? Right?
She's getting treated from both ends.
Nice hard cock.
There you go.
Perfect. So BlueChew.com, Unhinged at checkout.
About a minty cock and fresh breath.
Maybe a little combination of both. Maybe next step is they'll come out with like a spray for your junk that's mint. So you've got mint up top and mint down low. There you go. Yeah.
there you go, Blue Chew.
There's got to be some
million-dollar idea.
I would imagine there's some pleasing effect if you have like the mint flavored chewable. You've got like that mintiness in your mouth. I would imagine there's
just
some.
Just be careful that your tonsils don't swell.
Well, that's true, too. Good point, Waddle. You're killing it today, Waddle. Is your tongue get big and hard? I mean, come on. You're killing it, Waddle. But there might be some nice effect, you know, if you're engaging in.
I'd pick the oral spray.
What about the.
What is it? Blue Chew's now ribbed for your pleasure and
for his pleasure and her pleasure. Yeah. I don't know. There's got to be some other, if you're engaged in other activities in the bedroom, if you know what I'm saying. That mint flavor might be awfully nice.
What about the ending surprise, too, can be a little mint flavor.
Sylvie, again, taking it too far.
Well, if you ask him the other day.
Hey, guys, I'm hard for the tournament starting.
Crossing the line.
Sylvie does love when things come in the mouth, right?
He does love come in the mouth. That's the
innocent mistake,
that's
Shay.
The next great invention. Flavor your goo.
Yes.
And here we
are. Think about that. What a game changer. Is anyone working on that? I think we've got scientists working on it.
I've heard pineapple, for what it's worth. I've heard pineapple. Asparagus, like, a big no-no. Pineapple, they say yes, for what it's worth. Seriously. I've heard that. Ask your women. Ask your wives.
You know what? That's a conversation for you guys.
Okay.
Not interested.
Well, maybe go and have some pineapple tonight, Tommy.
Not interested.
I'm hard for the tournament. I'm with you. Yes. Tournament time.
I think I'm hard for that tournament and another tournament. I think I'm the only one hard for the WBC.
I've watched it a little.
I've been hard for the WBC. Look, we all walk around, and some people may say, hey, you see her? And everyone's like, no, not my type. And I'm like, that's my type.
All right.
This year's WBC has me hot. I'm interested in the WBC. I wish the games were on a little earlier.
Yeah.
But I've been into watching WBC baseball.
Tim Anderson's crushing it. So,
yes.
So I'm liking that.
Playing second base.
Yeah.
Maybe the White Sox should have fucking thought of that before and signed a good another shortstop.
You think? Yeah, it's been okay, but I'm glad you're into it. That's good. And we still got a few great games coming. I saw Cuba's into the semis, so there's still some good stuff there.
Moncada's done all right.
Moncada has done all right. Moncada and Robert Lee helping to get Cuba to the semis. All right, fun show, boys. See you next week, everybody. Enjoy the first weekend of the tournament, and why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?